roll shows 18 members present.
Captain this morning is Pastor John Pinchel, Northern Lights, Senator Kurtulo.
Apologies, Mr. President. Senator Ferguson asked that he realized he can't be excused from the call house, but he's shown his excuse today. He had emergencies and he just couldn't get here in time, but he did call.
Without objection, the Secretary will show Senator Ferguson is being excused because of transportation difficulties. As I say, our chaplain today is Pastor John Pinchel of the Northern Lights United Presbyterian Church.
We thank you, Lord, that love washes the stain out of life and that deep within each of us there is love. Give us both a firmer optimism for the future and the courage to be in touch with the best and deepest that is within our individual lives. Amen.
This guy's an amen.
Certification.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 73rd legislative day and Senate supplement number 24.
Senator Belletto.
Mr. President, I move that unanimous consent that the journal for the 73rd legislative day and Senate supplement number 24 be approved to certify.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I take great pleasure in introducing the commanding officer of the 8th Act Naval Station, Captain Neil Melton.
Thanks, Mr. President. In the gallery on the other side, I'd like to introduce a couple of former constituents of mine, now the constituents of some lucky senator in Anchorage, my son Art, his wife Jeannie, and their daughter Heather.
Messages from the governor.
There are no messages this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill number 511, but the State Affairs Committee. An act creating the Alaska Horse Racing Commission and authorizing pari-mutuel wagering at sanctioned events.
Commerce.
It's the only House message.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Standing committee reports.
The State Affairs Committee recommends confirmation of the appointments of the following: Mr. Michael Briggs and Mr. Gregory Brown, Board of Directors of the Medical Indemnity Corporation; Mr. James Gaines, Commission for Human Rights; Dr. Walter Sobolev, Alaska Historic Advisory Committee. The reports were signed by Senators Willis and Kurtulo, co-chairmen, and concurred in by Senators Huber, Bradley, and Ray. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 413, Special Appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources Agriculture, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title as follows: Senator Kurtulo, co-chairman, and Senator Huber signed do pass. Senators Ray and Bradley sign no recommendation. 413 has a further referral to resources. The Commerce Committee has Senate Bill 444, Native Handicraft, under consideration, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. A majority of the committee recommends do pass. There's a further recommendation this be referred to finance. Signing the report with Senator Bradley, Chairman, do pass. Senator Ray and Hackney, do pass. Senator Pullen, no recommendation. The committee recommends sending it to finance. There was no other committee referral at this point.
Rules.
The committee recommends referral to finance.
Will be a finance referral.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 453, Student Loans, and recommends it do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Croft, Meehan, Tillian, Orsini, and Butrovich. 453 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee considered House Joint Resolution 66, requesting Administrator of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to assist in development of Alaska bottom fish fisheries. Under consideration and recommends due pass, signed Senator Poland, Chairman, concurring Senators Butrovich, Sumner, Meland, Huber, Croft, and Tillian. 66 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered House Bill 780, Special Appropriation to National Council on Alcoholism, Alaska Region, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 780, Finance, and due pass. Signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Croft, Meelan, Tillian, and Orsini. House Bill 780 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Rules Committee had Senate Bill 213, Rural Development Assistance Department of Community and Regional Affairs, sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 509, Modification of Sentences, committee substitute for House Bill 773, Finance, Special Appropriation to Department of Fish and Game, Division of Commercial Fisheries under consideration, and recommends they be placed on the March 28 calendar. Signed Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Coletta and Holman. These will appear on next Tuesday's calendar. There are no further standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 565 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to general relief assistance.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Senate Bill number 566 by the State Affairs Committee, an act establishing the Agricultural Development Authority and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee has already considered this bill, and a majority of the committee reports it back without recommendation. Signed, Senator Curtula, co-chairman, due pass. The majority report, Senators Ray, Bradley, and Huber.
Resources and Finance.
There are no other Senate bills this morning.
Brings us to our daily calendar. What's the order of business?
Mr. President.
Senator Petula.
Probably the most appropriate and inappropriate time, I'd move and ask unanimous consent to recess to call the chair for about 15 minutes for the purposes of the Democratic caucus that was requested. Effective calendar.
Any further announcements? The Senate will stand in recess for approximately 15 minutes for the call of the chair. Senate will come to order.
First order, let's see, excuse me, during the recess, Finance made a request for an additional referral on committee substitute for House Bill 511. And there's a fiscal note on that. There will be an additional referral to Finance Committee. First order of business under the calendar.
Senate Bill number 311 by the Judiciary Committee by request, an act authorizing the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to issue club permits. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and due pass. Signed Senator Holman, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Tillian. There's a committee substitute.
Senator Holman.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the committee substitute on Senate Bill 311.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 311, an act authorizing the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to issue club permits. There is an amendment number one by Senator Holman.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I would move for the adoption of the amendment number one.
Do all members have a copy of the amendment? Does any member wish it read by the Secretary? If no member wishes it read, we will waive the reading of the amendment. Senator Holman has moved the adoption. Senator Holman, you have the floor, sir.
I think the amendment is on the desks of the membership in two forms. One is the routine form, listing it as amendment number one. The other one lists the has the amendment in context, and it also has an analysis. It points out two things in the analysis. One is
that the changing of the word may to shall would ensure that the ABC, Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, will adopt regulations and will issue permits when and if appropriate. May is allowed to stand, the board would have the legal discretion to refuse to promulgate regulations and or issue any permits under this act. The second change reflects a concern of another member of the body, and it limits the act to only dry communities, and that's the suggested wording of Mr. Chenoweth in legislative affairs. I'd ask unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent has been asked for adoption of amendment number one. There is objection. Senator Orsini?
Mr. President, as I understand it, the second portion of the amendment would have the effect of bypassing the vote in a community that the community decided to drive.
Senator Holman?
No, sir. I think that what the second amendment does is qualify only those communities in the state that aren't dry, those communities that have not authorized the sale of alcoholic beverages. I think that on page 2 of the bill, the local option is provided. I think it starts on line 3, explaining that in addition, explaining the third item that must be included in the application materials to the ABC board. In addition, if the application is for premises located within a municipality, the application shall be accompanied by a certified copy of a resolution adopted by the assembly or the council of the municipality supporting the issuance of the permit. So local option is preserved, and this amendment does not affect that aspect.
Amendment number one has been moved. There has been objection. Senator Orsini?
Mr. President, just so I fully understand this, a local community just votes to go dry. The city council may, if they adopt an ordinance, have this type of a license issued within that community, but only upon the adoption of the ordinance by the city council.
Senator Holman?
Thank you. I think that is correct understanding.
Senator Hackney?
Well, Mr. President, I would rather propose the amendment. It just doesn't seem to me to be very good business in a community that may have opted to go dry by a vote of all the people in that community, or give any body within that community the right to go ahead and authorize a permit. The other thing that disturbs me, Mr. President, it would seem to me that there are more than one club in a community, then every club in that community is indeed going to go for one of these permits, because obviously it's something that's going to be tremendously popular to do if one organization is allowed to do it. And I just don't think it's really good business to do that. One of the things that we heard loud and clear time and time again in the community that we visited as part of the alcoholism and alcohol abuse interim committee during the summer was the fact that communities who had opted, who had voted to go there, wanted cooperation from the state of Alaska in remaining ground. And I don't think this would give us that kind of cooperation.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Holman?
Mr. President, I think we should distinguish between the sale of alcoholic beverages, and that's what the vote's all about, to the dry communities, the sale of alcoholic beverages, liquors, and the consumption in a club setting of, in this case, beer every 2 weeks. I think there's a great deal of difference. I do come from one of the dry communities of the state, so-called dry. It's not a dry community. There is booze, there is sale, there is bootlegging. I think when the local people ask for help, they're asking the state to enforce the laws that exist and crack down on the sale of booze by bootleggers.
Is there any further discussion or debate on amendment number one by Senator Holman?
Roll call.
Is there a request for a roll call? We'll have a roll call. The question before us is, shall amendment number one by Senator Holman be adopted? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary take the roll.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 5 nays.
So amendment number one has been adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 311 amended, an act authorizing the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to issue club permits.
Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, I rise in opposition to the bill. I'm not going to bore you with a lot of rhetoric. I believe the bill, this poor law, whether you believe in liberalizing the use of alcohol or whether you believe in tightening up on it, it has civil rights implications to the bill.
Any further discussion or debate on Senate Bill number 311? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill number 311 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill number 311 as amended has passed the Senate. Next order.
Senate Bill number 401 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Public Safety and providing for an effective date.
Mr. President.
Senator Mealy.
Am I right?
I believe that's correct, sir.
The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Curtua, co-chairman, signed do pass. Senators Willis, Bradley, and Huber signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Croft, Mealon, and Tillion.
Senator Mealon.
I move the adoption of committee substitute for Senate Bill number 401.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, Section 3 was changed, and it calls for the sum of $15,000 to be appropriated from the general fund to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs. This money would go to the Fairbanks Town and Village Association for a growth forum that would be formulated and held in Tok. This would be a growth forum that would be take in the entire area from Tok to the Canadian border. And a similar forum like this was held in Fairbanks a few years ago, and it did prove very successful. In fact, the document that finally was evolved out of that particular forum in Fairbanks has become an international reference for people that want to know about impact and what it can happen. The forum will be attended by nationally known figures. There will be state and federal officials and, of course, the local people in both Alaska and the Yukon Territory. I move for the adoption of the committee substitute.
Is there any objection to the adoption of the committee substitute? Hearing no objection, the committee substitute is adopted.
The committee substitute for Senate Bill number 401 by the Finance Committee, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Public Safety and the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 401.
There is objection, Senator Ray?
Just for a question to the chair, on section two, what is the audit exception? Senator Beal, the chair.
Senator Ray, I didn't.
Senator Beal?
I didn't hear your question.
Section two.
The 13,000.
Audit exception on this mention there, why is it necessary for us to go back to fiscal year 74, pay $13,226 for general fund for an audit exception to the criminal justice planning agency? Why is that necessary?
Senator Ray, I don't believe that I can answer that question. It was just before me, and I figured that if the money was owed to the federal government, we had every right to be paying it back. Why, I do not know.
Is there any further objection to advance by Senator Sackett?
Senator, second.
Senator Sanders. Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I'll read you a memorandum that came from the Division of Administrative Services, Department of Public Safety, around the end of budget management. The Department of Public Safety requests $13,226 supplemental appropriation to reimburse LEAA for unresolved audit exceptions for fiscal year 74 grant from criminal justice planning agency. After the final grant audit, $13,226 remains an audit exception. Only $460 is attributed to direct costs. The remainder is from use of an incorrect indirect cost rate. The department has often received time extension from January 1st, 1978 to research, document, and justify the indirect cost rate. The department does not have an indirect cost plan and this will lead up its completion. The absence of an indirect cost system was identified as a problem before the audit exceptions were presented, but staff wish could not be done prior to that time. It is doubtful that audit exceptions on the indirect cost rate will be resolved retroactively, and the department can't pay and fiscal year 74 liability in current year funds. The only alternative is to seek a supplemental appropriation.
The motion before us is a motion to advance from second to third reading. Is there still objection, sir?
Point of information, we wouldn't if there was any.
Excuse me, Mr. President, I should have stood up for that. Point of information that I would require is that if we would ask to provide the question, sir, we would do that in third reading.
The motion we have before us is advanced from second to third reading.
Well, that's what I mean. In other words, if we were to divide the question, how would we do that, sir?
I don't know how we divide the question. On third reading, the question will be, shall Senate Bill 401 pass the Senate?
Well, that's why I have the objection now, sir. Will that require a motion to delete or an amendment to delete a section?
If that's what you desire to do, sir, second, may be done second reading.
Can we stand at ease for a second?
Senate will stand at ease. Motion to move Senate Bill 401 from second to third reading. There has been objection. Is there any further discussion or debate?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Bill number 401 be advanced to third reading? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
I'll change my vote, Mr. President.
I'll change mine.
Senator Huber, Senator. Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 401 is advanced from second to third reading.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 401, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Public Safety and the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and providing for an effective date.
Is there any further discussion or debate?
Mr. President, the only other items in Section 1 that I'll just touch on very briefly, the Cordova Jail redesign for $22,400. It's needed to pay the City of Cordova sufficient funds to implement a change order there and a design that is needed in the new civic building in Cordova, which the Department of Public Safety is taking over that short-term jail there. The prisoner transportation of $15,000 is merely needed because there's been an increase in prison transportation around the state,
more prisoners, more travel. Some of this is a result of the move between the Bethel jail and the city and Bethel and the state were having problems, and a lot of prisoners were transported back up to Anchorage. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion or debate on Senate Bill 401? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 401 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 401 has passed the Senate.
President.
Senator Petula.
Am I interfering with the effective date clause of policy?
Senator Coletta.
President, I do an unanimous consent to roll call vote on passing the new substitute of Bill 401 to consider the roll call vote on the effective date.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered, and so committee substitute for Senate Bill 401 with effective date clause has passed the Senate. Senator Cotula.
President, because of some necessary drafting that didn't get completed, I would move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute House Bill 652 and everything involved in that bill be held over until Tuesday's calendar in second reading.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Next order.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 87 by the Rules Committee by request, annulling a regulation of the Department of Environmental Conservation relating to drinking water. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this resolution and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney, Chairman, signed do pass. Senators Rohde, Bradley, and Willis signed no recommendation. The Resources Committee considered this resolution and recommends it do pass. Signed, Senator Pullen, Chairman, concurring, Senators Huber, Meland, and Sumner. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
President,
is there any discussion or debate?
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
Somebody call for the question?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Senator, certainly that's not the proper method of terminating debate if you wish the floor, sir.
Well, Mr. President, very briefly, since this bill has already been before the Resources Committee and Senate Hess, these water regulations, drinking water regulations, came effective as of December 31st of last year, and they have a severe impact upon every small community in our state, both in terms of unnecessary action, in my opinion, and in terms of expense. The regulations were first called to my attention by two small enclaves south of Ketchikan, Herring Cove, sometimes known as Herring Bay and Mountain Point. They've had their own water systems in effect for 40 or 50 years, and nobody's died yet, to my knowledge. One of the communities went out and got some engineering cost data, and it would cost each family in Herring Bay about $1,200 to $1,400 as a user to come on stream and get going with the chlorination program. I've listened to the DEC testimony in both Resources and Hess, and they don't seem to be too sure what the federal government is going to do in terms of future requirements pertaining to turbidity. And the turbidity requirements may very well be incompatible with the chlorination requirements. The overarching is made that if we don't do it, why, the federal government will do it unto us or for us, as you prefer. But actually, under the federal water regulations, if they are made applicable to our state, some of the smaller systems will be able to apply for and hopefully to receive variances. There is no possibility of obtaining a variance under the existing state regulations. If people using small water systems throughout the state are worried about the quality of their water, I certainly think that they'd be able and have enough intelligence to boil that which they're going to consume or disinfect it with their own chlorination. And the board of directors of these two small communities are threatening to resign en masse by the end of the month, because if they don't come into compliance by then, it's been indicated to them they might very well be prosecuted and fined heavily. So I think it's a classic case of overkill, and I would urge the Senate adopt this resolution and knowing those regulations.
Any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall Senate concurrent resolution number 87 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so, Senate concurrent resolution number 87 has passed the Senate. Next order.
Legislative citation congratulating Seattle Skyhawks by Senators Ray and Curtula.
Senator Coletta.
President, I would move that the citation request all members of the Senate. And Mr. President, I would move that the Senate approve the citation congratulating Seattle City.
Is there any objection to amending the citation to be by all members of the Senate? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. The motion before us is for approval of the legislative citation congratulating the Seattle Seahawks. Any discussion or debate? Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, and it's not any intention to be discourteous to the governor, who was their mascot manager and acting coach. Some apologies for the decent listening.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, that was specifically left that way, so it would be a little. He is not a member of the Skyhawks, and he was temporarily active as a coach. And he wasn't much of a basketball player. Anybody else want to feed me anything from the floor?
Any further discussion or debate? Senator Croft.
We passed that now? Has it been adopted?
No, it hasn't been adopted. Right, any further discussion or debate on the adoption of the citation? Would so many as favor the adoption of the legislative citation congratulating the Seattle Skyhawks say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and so the citation is adopted.
President,
Senator Croft.
I'm asking the Senate to work on it again.
Without objection, you have the floor, sir.
I noticed that the gallery is one of the elected envoys went to the angry school board.
Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, in the same gallery, this young man is a son of a constituent of mine, Paul Byrne. He's up this week from San Jose, where he's attending Bellarmine Prep School. He's the fourth of seven children, Dr. Byrne, member of the House. He's up here at this time picking out of his homestead site.
Any further introduction of guests? Special orders or unfinished business? Senator Huber?
Unfinished.
You have the floor, sir.
I would serve notice of reconsideration on my vote in Senate Bill 311.
Secretary will so note. Senator Ziegler, did you have a matter on the referral of a bill to the Legislative Council?
Yes, Mr. President. The Rules Committee checked with Legislative Affairs Agency to see what kind of progress was being made on Senate Bill 519, that is the Capitol Site Commission planning bill, the one about which a complaint was made. And we got a two-page response, which I've had mimeographed and placed on everybody's desk, and it explains some of the problems that have been encountered in trying to rewrite that bill in a constitutional form. So I would move and ask unanimous consent, Mr. President, that this letter dated this date from Legislative Affairs be placed in the supplemental journal.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Any further unfinished business? Senator Holman. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come to order. Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I would request excuse from the call of the Senate next Monday and Tuesday.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered, and the Secretary will so note. Senator Curtula.
I move national announcements sent for an excuse to call the House on Monday. I'll try to be here. Weather may prevent.
Is there any objection? Hearing none is so ordered, and the Secretary will so note. Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, I've asked to be excused from a call of the Senate on Monday. I'd like to be excused from a call on Tuesday next as well.
Is there any objection? Hearing none is so ordered, and the Secretary will so note. Senator Ray, now, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under unfinished business,
just relating to what the chairman of the Rules Committee said about the redrafting Senate Bill 519. When I go down through the memorandum, Mr. President, I see some of the problems, the municipal powers, the bill creates a corporation that violates an article, or the question is whether it violates the Constitution in Article 10, Section 2. We have the 170th rule, which is a violation of Article 2, Section 13. You have equal protection, which is a violation of Article 1, Section 1. You have local legislation, which is a violation of Article 2, Section 19. And you have dual office holding, which is a violation of Article 2, Section 5. And you have disposition of property, which is a violation of Article 9, Section 6. And this comes to my mind, the governor's comments when he received this bill and when he got back from Washington, where he'd been doing some good work, obviously, whatever he was doing. And he said, I cannot understand why anybody would be upset about this thing. I cannot believe why anybody would use this as a vehicle to try to bring up a problem. And yet we have all these problems, which are all constitutional problems. And I hope that the governor will understand that whether he likes it or not, the Senate, in its wisdom, tries to do things within the Constitution of the state of Alaska.
Any further unfinished business? Special orders? Senator Sumner?
Mr. President, I'd like to unanimous consent for special, under special orders, for privilege of making a brief presentation.
Without objection, you have the floor, sir.
A few days ago, Senator Meehlin celebrated his birthday, and it's taken some of us, his ardent admirers, some time to find a scroll that essentially expresses what we feel his philosophy to be, and we've found that now, and I'd like to make a presentation and yield the floor to him so he might could read the message.
Without objection, sir.
It doesn't seem like this birthday will ever be over with.
See it?
I believe that it's a gorilla. Something that's got a lot of hair, I know, anyway.
Would you read this essay?
The more I study, the more I know. The more I know, the more I forget. The more I forget, the less I know. So why bother study? Thank you very much.
Any further special orders? Announcements? Committee announcements?
All announcements.
Senator Orsini?
President, the Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll have Senate Bill 430, Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority, and continued discussion of Senate Bill 373, Public Information on Collective Bargaining by Public Employees.
Senator Willis?
Mr. President, the State Affairs Committees of the House and the Senate are continuing with the hearing process on Senate Bill 553 and 554. We'll be meeting today in the governor's conference room at 1:30 for a review of the legislation. It's my understanding that we aren't meeting here tomorrow. Is that not correct?
The motion will be made to adjourn until 10 o'clock Monday morning.
Okay, then I should announce at this time that tomorrow, this particular meeting on the review of the legislation will continue at 1:30 in the governor's conference room. There'll be attorneys present representing the Capital Planning Commission, Herb from Berkowitz, in particular. We'll be discussing some of the problems with regard to this. Tonight, the Capital Planning Commission is sponsoring a no-host reception in the Gold Room between 5 and 8 p.m. We'll be reviewing the detailed development plan. And I noticed in the lobby there was also another plan.
Any further announcements? Senator Sackett?
Finance on Monday morning at 9.
Senator Holman?
Mr. President, budget audit Monday at noon in the Senate Finance Chambers. And unless there's a conflict with the Senate Finance Chairman, the pre-conference committee on House Bill 611 will meet upon adjournment in the Senate Finance Chamber.
Is Mr. Huber? Without objection, we will revert to special orders. You have the floor, Senator Huber.
Mr. President, I'd like to comment on a newspaper article from my hometown, the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. Its effect upon D2 lands. Mr. President, we have been in session for some 70 days now, and we're still trying to find the Alaska stand on D2. In the meantime, the various committees in Congress have been working. The special interests in Alaska have been back there working with them. And these minority special interests are being heard every day, and they are forming the basis for what's happening in D2. And, Mr. President, I want to protest the fact that this legislature is not getting forward with our stand. For instance, the article I wish to refer to is that the youngest member of our North Star Borough Assembly, Kevin Harrow, who was elected in a very close vote, a very controversial one last fall, has stood up and been counted as a member of the North Star Borough Assembly, fully in accord with H.R. 39. And it's in the congressional record. There's very little in the congressional record from this body, or from the other body here, or from the state government. We aren't doing it. We're being upstaged by the minority interests, which are certainly something less than 20% in this state, because we can't decide what the majority interests are going to say. I think we're going to have to get with it and not figure that we're going to give them a 100% united front. We're going to have a minority report, and there's going to be a majority report. The majority report is going to be strongly against H.R. 39 in its present form. And I believe we should get on with it right away.
Any further special orders? Any further announcements? Senator Curtula?
Mr. President, there will be a Republican luncheon at Sally's at noon today. Mr. President, I think this is actually, although it's not the right date, pre-Good Friday earthquake in Anchorage 14 years ago. I think Senator Ray is feeling something of an earthquake around here in the last day. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.